Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Nothing beats a failure but a try, my brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers, God is good. God is truly good. Persistence is the key. Asking God for his help and determination. Hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers out of them all. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for allowing us to be here this morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry, Daughters of God, called to pray. Just for a few moments, excuse me, I just want to encourage you with the word of God. I know here in Atlanta, as they say, a great giant in the works of civil rights, that we've had three to pass in the last few months. And I know a lot of people's hearts are broken. You're thinking about a lot of generation come along. We see now that it looks different from the ones before. And we thank God and ask God to open the eyes that all may see. And we will be what our Constitution said. Hallelujah. And you know, we as those who family were enslaved, our national anthem, we cannot forget, and we have forgot where God has brought us to, so many of us. So let's be purposeful in our heart to teach our children that they never forget. The scripture tells us that we are to teach the next generation, oh my God, that the ways of our God, so they won't forget. We have to go back to that. And we have to teach our generation not to be ashamed of who they are and where they came from. We have to teach it. We have to learn to be proud of our ancestors and where they came from, and what they came through. You're here, I'm here, hallelujah. But those who know the word of prayer, those who are prayer warriors and intercessors, we must stay on the wall. Because if we don't stay on the wall, we're gonna run into some serious problems. We must continue to pray, and not just for us, but for the whole nation. Yes, where love can abide. Because I'll tell you a little secret. We are all connected. Hallelujah. We'll just leave it like that. But we're all connected, and we shouldn't feel that one is better than the other. We all have to stop that. We all have, because you don't have money or went to the school that I went to, or you don't live where I live. Your money means nothing, especially when you stand before God. You mean something. You mean something. The position that you have, the job that you have, it means nothing. Because you can lose your job. You can lose your position. And where are you? You are more important than any of those things. You. So let's work on becoming the children of God. The children who are pleasing in the sight of their Father. The children who are in this world, but not of this world. Grateful for the job. Yes. Grateful for the nice house. Yes. But they are saying. Amen. Those are vain. Hallelujah. Where God is, we are more than vain. Jesus said, don't you know that your Father knows that you have need of what? These things. But seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Yes. Let's not go turning our nose up at people. Because where they are, we could very easily end up there. Tell you the truth. Yes, we can. So we don't want that. Hallelujah. And let's be helpful. Not rubbed. Not carpet so people can walk all over it. And so that they can be where you are. No, no. God knows where each one of us are to be. He knows where he wants us. And that's where we will be. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is in control. So let's walk like it. Let's talk like it. And let's just love on each other. Hallelujah. A lot of bruises, a lot of bruises. But we can be kind. We can love on each other. Hallelujah. We can do that. Love will take us through. Hallelujah. So as we reflect on the life of Representative Lewis and where we have come, and many has participated years gone by to make things different. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's gone as if you didn't participate at all. But you know that you did. And we will see it there.